Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a drop color session for old school jungle and DNB vibes, while keeping CPU load nice and low. Today we're not trying to build a huge, overloaded vocal arrangement. We're doing the smart version. We're making the drop feel alive with a few well-placed vocal moments, some simple effects, and a lot of space for the drums and bass to do their job. And that's the key idea here, in DNB, especially jungle and old school styles. The drop is already busy. You've got breakbeats, sub-weight, reese movement, fills, and transitions happening fast. So the vocals should add attitude, tension, and character, not clutter. Think phrases, not piles of tracks. One good word can hit harder than a whole wall of samples. Let's start with the source. Pick one short vocal phrase, shout, spoken word line, or chopped sample. Keep it simple. Great examples are things like watch it, move, inside, or ready now. You want something short, rhythmic, and punchy. If the sample is long, trim it down to just the strongest part. In this style, short clips usually groove better because they leave room for the break and the bass line. A good beginner target is to keep each phrase somewhere between 1/8 of a bar and 2 bars long. That gives you enough space to build a hook without turning the vocal into a lead singer situation. We want MC energy, not a full pop vocal on top of a jungle drop. Now let's warp it so it locks to tempo. Open the clip and make sure warp is on. If the vocal needs more flexibility, Complex Pro is a solid choice. If it's already rhythmic or chopped, beats can work really well. The main goal is tight timing. In jungle and DNB, if the vocal drifts, the whole thing can feel messy fast. Try placing the vocal on the end of 2 or the end of 4. That offbeat placement gives you a classic call and response feel. It also leaves the main downbeats for the kick, snare, and bass to hit clean. That's one of the easiest ways to make the vocal feel like part of the groove instead of sitting on top of it. Now let's build a low CPU vocal chain using Ableton stock devices. Keep it light. We don't need 10 plugins for this. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal around 120 to 180 Hz so the low rumble gets out of the way. That keeps the sub clear and helps the vocal sit above the bass instead of inside it. If the vocal sounds muddy, you can dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it feels harsh, try a small cut around 2.5 to 5 kHz, but don't overdo it. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try around 2 to 5 dB of drive, and use soft clip if you want a bit more grit. This is great for old school character. It helps the vocal feel tougher and more present without needing extra layers. Then add compressor or glue compressor for light control. You're not crushing it. You just want to even out the peaks a bit. Something like a 2 to 3 to 1 ratio is plenty, with maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. If the sample has noisy gaps between phrases, a gentle gate can help, but only if needed. The goal is always clarity and efficiency. This is your dry vocal channel. It should sound clear, punchy, and ready to sit in the drop. Now let's make a response layer. Duplicate the vocal track and turn the second version into a filtered reply. This is a super useful beginner move, because it gives you variation without requiring a new sound source. On the duplicate, use EQ8 again. High pass it a bit higher, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's too bright, add a low pass somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. You can also use auto filter for movement if you want that extra bit of motion. The point of this layer is contrast. The main vocal might be dry and upfront. The duplicate can be thinner, darker, or more atmospheric. That way, one version can ask the question and the other can answer it. A simple arrangement idea is this: use the main vocal in bars 1 and 2, then bring in the filtered response in bars 3 and 4. After that, back off for a bit and let the drums and bass breathe. That push and pull is exactly what keeps a DNB drop feeling alive. Now for one of the most important CPU-friendly moves in the whole lesson: send effects. Instead of putting big reverb and delay on every vocal clip, create return tracks. Make one return for delay and one return for reverb. This saves CPU and keeps your mix cleaner. For the delay return, echo is great. Set the time to something like 1/8 or 1/4 note. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 40%. Filter out the low end inside the delay so it doesn't muddy the drop. You really don't want echo tails fighting the sub. For the reverb return, use reverb with a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Set a little pre-delay, maybe 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the vocal stays clear before the wash comes in. Again, cut the low end, and keep the high end under control so the whole thing doesn't get too shiny. Now the magic move: don't leave these effects on all the time. Automate the send levels only on keywords or the last syllable of a phrase. That way, The vocal stays dry and tight most of the time, then blooms into delay or reverb only when you want it to. That's how you get those classic throws without washing out the whole drop. Next, let's make the vocal behave like percussion. Indeed, NB. Vocals often work better when they hit like rhythmic accents. Shorten the clip, trim the tail, and make the words stop sharply after the important part. You can also reduce clip gain on repeated phrases by a couple of dB so they don't dominate the mix. Try using the vocal like a drum fill. Put a hit on beat 1, a response on the end of 2, and another stab on beat 4. Suddenly the vocal is part of the groove. It's not just decoration anymore. This is especially powerful with breakbeats because the vocal can lock in with the snare and ghost notes. If you get the rhythm right, even a tiny chop sample can feel like a hook. Now let's protect the low end. This is huge in drum and bass. Your vocal should never fight the sub. Keep the vocal high passed, keep the center clean, and don't over-widen it. If the bass line is busy in the mids and the vocal starts clashing, simplify one of them. Usually the easiest fix is to reduce vocal activity during busy bass moments, or vice versa. A good rule is this: if the vocal is speaking, let the bass ease up a little. If the bass is doing the heavy lifting, let the vocal step back. That call and response balance is what makes a beginner DNB drop feel pro. Now add automation to make the section breathe. You can automate send levels, filter cutoff, saturation drive, and track volume. For example, you might open auto filter from around 1.5 kHz to 8 kHz over 4 bars to create movement, or increase saturator drive from 2 dB to 4 dB on one callout word for extra grit. You can also mute the vocal for a bar or two before a switch up. That silence is powerful. In fact, one of the best tricks in jungle and DNB is knowing when not to use the vocal. A short moment of absence can make the return hit way harder. If you want an even lower CPU workflow, print or resample the good stuff. Once you like a processed vocal moment, bounce it to audio. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling or your vocal bus, and record a few bars. Then chop that audio into little pieces and arrange it like a breakbeat. This is a big part of the jungle mindset anyway. Commit, print it, and move on. It saves CPU and helps you stop endlessly tweaking. Now test everything in context. Always play the vocals with your drums, sub, and bass together. Soloed vocals can fool you. A vocal might sound huge on its own, but once the full drop is playing, it might be too loud or too bright. If that happens, pull it down first before adding more processing. Often, a vocal that is just a little quieter sounds more expensive in a dense DNB mix because it leaves room for the drums to feel bigger. Here's a simple way to think about the arrangement over 16 bars. In the first 4 bars, keep the vocal light and focused. In the next 4 bars, add a response or a throw. In the middle, strip it back so the drop can breathe. Then bring back your strongest vocal hit near the end to lead into the next section. That structure works because the vocal density changes over time. It keeps the drop moving instead of looping forever. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't use too many vocal layers. One main vocal and one response layer is usually enough. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Don't drown the drop in reverb. Don't make the vocal too loud. Don't ignore the relationship between bass and voice. And don't overload the project with unnecessary effects when stock devices and return tracks can do the job. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, here are a few extra teacher tips. Try a little more saturator drive for grit, maybe 3 to 6 dB. Try a gentle low pass so the vocal feels darker and more underground. Automate reverb throws only on keywords. Let the vocal answer the snare instead of landing on top of it. And if a processed moment sounds great, print it to audio and chop it up. That broken up texture can be pure jungle attitude. For practice, build a tiny vocal color loop. Use one short vocal sample, warp it tight. Make a dry chain with EQ and saturator. Duplicate it for a filtered response. Set up one delay return and one reverb return. Then make a 4 or 8 bar loop with one main hit, one response, one throw, and one bar of silence or partial mute. Listen to it with your kick, snare, break, sub, and bass line. Adjust until the vocal supports the groove instead of competing with it. And that's the whole mindset here. Keep it short, keep it rhythmic, keep it clean. Use stock Ableton tools. Use return tracks for effects. High pass the low end, and let the vocal act like part of the rhythm section. If you do that, you'll get a drop color session that feels classic, energetic, and properly old school, without wrecking your CPU. That's the lesson. Now go make that drop breathe, hit hard, and talk back to the drums.